It's time for this week's Nebraska Wheat Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board. I'm Shaylee Peters, and our guest this week is Chad Shelton. He is Global Director of Innovative Technology with Alba LLC. And Chad, along with that role, you are also the head of the Coaxium Executive Committee. And we're going to talk about Coaxium this week, specifically the wheat production system. Give us some background on what exactly this is.
Well, first and foremost, thank you so much for having me on. It's a great honor to be able to talk about the Coaxium wheat production system for the use in Nebraska by Nebraska wheat growers. So the Coaxium wheat production system is a unique system that's really built upon four critical components. And the first one that is exciting is that this trait was a grower-developed trait in the state of Colorado. And this is a trait that is now owned by the growers and had the utility or the vision to be developed by growers to address unmet needs in the marketplace, and that's controlling winter annual grasses. It's also the second component for this system is around the aggressor herbicide. An aggressor herbicide is a new mode of action as a group one herbicide to control winter annual grasses. So it's not a novel mode of action, but it is a herbicide that hasn't been used to control grasses such as feral rye, jointed goat grass, or brome species, and that's creating a unique tool. The third component that's really exciting about the Coaxium wheat production system is that this is being developed in both public and private germplasm, and the University of Nebraska has taken an active role in developing future varieties that possess the Coaxium wheat trait for Nebraska growers. And there'll be other entities both on the private and public side creating opportunities that we'll talk about more here in a second. And the fourth component of the Coaxium wheat production system is industry stewardship. And as we know, it's been over 19 years since the last herbicide tolerant trait was introduced using the Clearfield production system from BASF. And this new trait has to be stewarded by not only the growers, but the ag industry to make sure that the technology lasts for as long as it possibly can by limiting the development of resistant weeds in the marketplace and allowing the growers to have a tool to control winter annual grasses far into the future.
As always with farming, and it seems like especially our wheat growers, Mother Nature certainly has the last word. So last year and even here in 2020, seeing some interesting things come into play as far as the weather is concerned and then the ability to manage a little bit for our growers.
Well, what's exciting about this technology of where it is actually in its second full year of utilization are opportunities for Nebraska growers to use the Coaxium wheat production system and aggressor herbicide. And it's going to give the growers the ability to address some very problemsome and yield-robbing weeds, such as feral rye, jointed goat grass, and brome species. And in 2020, the performance of the Coaxium wheat system and aggressor was really good. One thing that's important to remember is that Coaxium wheat production system is a herbicide-tolerant system. It's not resistant to the herbicide. So Mother Nature ultimately will have an impact on the potential for weed control, but also the potential for crop response. And despite everything that Mother Nature threw at us last year, the Coaxium wheat production system and aggressor performed very well in the state of Nebraska and provided growers with a unique tool to control winter annual grasses. So despite everything that Mother Nature tried to do to create challenges for growers, Coaxium wheat and aggressor herbicide was up to that battle and delivered the growers good weed control in a safe fashion.
And of course, producers are certainly looking at that bottom line. So considering a system like this, Chad, they might be asking themselves, okay, so what is that return on investment going to be? Where is this going to put me?
Well, that's a great question, because really that's the key question that every grower asks. In the Coaxium wheat production system and aggressor herbicide, to maximize their return on investment using this system, they need to make sure they spray their grassy weeds early. They need to make sure that they spray and control those weeds before they compete for space, nutrients, or moisture. They need to make sure that on a field-by-field basis, they use the correct rate of aggressor based on the weed species and the size. And then they need to make sure that they use the proper application volume on their sprayer to make sure they get the best coverage possible on a field-by-field basis. And many times that means they're going to be spraying in excess of 15 to 20 gallons per acre. This will help them be successful not only at getting good weed control, but maximizing the return on investment and maximizing the yield that they can get out of the coaxium wheat production system driven by aggressor herbicide.
All right. Thanks so much. Our guest again this week, Chad Shelton, Global Director of Innovative Technology with Allball LLC, also the head of the Coaxium Executive Committee, discussing this week the Coaxium Wheat Production System with this week's Nebraska Wheat Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board.